Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is Brian Byrne. Brian is a vendor at the Minot Farmers Market, and that is the one that you find at Oak Park.
Absolutely.
Brian, let's say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Awesome.
It's nice to have a day that there's no freezing temperatures.
Right. It is one of the first through the night that we haven't had freezing temperatures.
And that, I know, is something that's causing people to get excited about and look forward to the farmer's market and some fresh vegetables and food and other things locally grown.
Absolutely.
You don't get any more local than coming right from Minot dirt.
Definitely do not.
Brian, tell us what you contribute to the farmer's market.
Oh, well, I am a local, a very local grower, and this will be my second solid year selling at the market. And what I bring to market is basic vegetables, garlic. I'll have some onions this year, tomatoes, green beans. Have a small strawberry patch. I'm not sure if I'll have any of those come to market. Depends on how many are left over after I eat. but just a small array of vegetables, and I just love being at the market and showing up and selling. It feels good to grow local and to just have a good perspective of what my scope is, and I'm satisfied with this. Small as it is.
Yeah, and you said you like the environment. I mean, what could be better than to be working outside with your crop and then being outside selling it as well, too?
It is wonderful. I enjoy it quite a bit, more than I thought I would. Didn't have, hard and fast expectations, but it is quite wonderful.
You mentioned garlic. Have you grown that before?
I have. Actually, even though it's my second year at market as a vendor, I've been growing. This is my fourth year, I think, fourth or fifth year growing garlic. And I just love that.
I know that at one point there was a garlic festival in town. I don't know if that still exists. Had you ever attended that?
I've heard about it before, but I don't think it is currently ongoing.
I don't believe it is either. I know the person that put it on was the owner of Caldac Cabinets, I believe it was.
Yep. Gary and Claire Sue Price.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
And I used to be a Lions Club member with Gary, and that's, I think, how he got this festival started at one time. And he really educated us to so many health benefits that garlic has.
Absolutely. I think my garlic came from them.
Oh.
Through another vendor that I obtained my garlic from about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So.
And, you mentioned raspberries, strawberries.
Strawberries, and I have a small raspberry patch as well.
I saw in today's paper in the want ads, I believe somebody was either selling or giving away raspberry or strawberry plants. And that definitely caught my interest.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome to see the local kind of give and take with produce and plants and vegetables. It's really encouraging, besides the fact that, especially garlic, some of these crops, I think most every crop at some level or another does acclimate continuously where it's grown. But the longer you grow one crop in one area, the tendency it has to keep acclimating and becoming more hardy in that location.
Well, that makes sense. Again, I'm going back a few years, probably quite a few on this one, and I don't remember the pastor's name, but there was a pastor at First Lutheran that did tomatoes, and he lived out somewhere between Highway 2 and Dulac, and I think he had a good-sized greenhouse. His first tomatoes that he would sell, and he would sell them at market if he had any left, because they went fast, I think, among his friends in church and so forth, too.
Very well.
But that first batch, I think, probably was available in late May, maybe late May or early June. Does that sound right for a greenhouse in this area that doesn't have, say, supplemental heat?
It depends, but yes, it's quite possible. I've got a very small greenhouse, 12 foot wide by 40 feet long. No supplemental heat. It's relatively small. I still get down to ambient temperatures inside at night. So last night, just to make sure I'm fact-checking myself, with the comments just a few moments ago about not getting below freezing, I believe it was 32.8 degrees was the low temperature in my hoop house last night. And I got some little sensors that record, but a larger greenhouse, pretty much any larger, it's just still mystifying to me how much the larger air volume, you know, buffets the temperature changes. So it will not get quite as cold the larger you go. So that is quite possible, especially depending on the size of that pastor's greenhouse.
And I think most of us native to the area know that some plants grow even when that temperature gets down there, because it won't be long. We'll be seeing tulips and other bulb-type plants. A good example is at lunch today, my wife surprised me that on top of the item she baked, we had fresh from our garden, and I'll explain this in a minute, chives.
Ah, very good.
These chives are only about a foot to a foot and a half from our house, and I think the heat from the house keeps the dirt warm enough that stuff, I won't say it grows all winter, because obviously it doesn't poke out through the snow or anything, but
absolutely.
Once you clean up the leaves and stuff that have blown in, there's green there.
Definitely.
Yeah. So with everything that's going on, is that affecting the opening date of Farmers Market? I know people are eager and excited, but hey, we live in North Dakota. Spring doesn't come till June.
Right. Well, the Minot Farmers Market generally opens the first week or two into July. And there is no reason to believe that we won't be opening on time. The farmer market leads, of which I am not, so absolutely check with those folks that lead Minot Farmers Market. But I know that that they're keeping an ear to the ground and keeping contact with Department of Agriculture and different groups locally to make sure that, you know, safety as far as distancing and all of that is going to be good to go. With a new parking lot at Oak Park, our normal stall size, we could even make more room between them and maybe even more room between the two main rows of vendor tables. So there'd be no problem whatsoever in that fashion. A lot of farmer markets around the country, as I've been following on Facebook or wherever, that have been open for a while, are seeing actually a lot of patronage that they might not have seen in previous years. And they're taking marvelous steps with either prepackaging their vegetables, just making sure that, you know, like I might do, I'm not going up and like handling four or five, you know, bulbs of garlic before I find the one I want, versus they're either putting another table between just as a safety measure, and people point to what they want, and a masked and gloved vendor is doing all the handling and packaging in either paper bags, paper boxes, or plastic if they so prefer, and then and fully different vendor masked and gloved as well as handling any cash. So they're keeping that all separate. But the markets are open around the country, and I have no reason to believe that when it comes time here, we wouldn't be able to be open. I mean, it's just an open air grocery store, so we're able to immediately make more distance, and you know, airflow, UV. I'm no virologist, but you know, the sunlight and the air movement will definitely have more potential to dry out the viruses if any are blown around. But yeah, there's no reason to believe it won't be happening and won't be just as prosperous.
So a word to the vendors out there is there's no reason to procrastinate in getting your crop out there.
Right. It's been a problem in my previous years of growing. It's one of the main takeaways I've been having from, especially last year, is if there's something I can do it then. As opposed to, I'll take care of it in another day, something else pops up, then all of a sudden. I mean, especially if it's something with an actively growing plant. You know, I can turn my compost bins, you know, next week and spend this week planting. If I turn my compost bins this week and then I plant next week, then that's by the end of that week, I mean, the compost bin is turned, but it could have been 2 weeks of growth of plants I seeded instead of. So not procrastinating and prioritizing appropriately is a big move, but definitely there's no reason that we shouldn't be planting now like we normally would be.
And again, the vendors, I'm going to equate this to having a spring rummage sale as opposed to a fall rummage sale, where the first person to have a rummage sale almost always sells out, you know, where if you are late bringing your crop in, whether it be a rummage sale or vegetables, is not as exciting to people. So again, don't procrastinate and get it out there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now, who do people go to and talk to if they've never been a vendor at the Minot Farmers Market and they want to do that this year?
Well, anybody can check out the Minot Farmers Market page on Facebook. They've put out posts already advertising that they can assist and advise anybody who's interested in being a vendor, whether it's grown produce, baked goods, canned goods, crafts, locally produced crafts, even meats and locally produced meats and things of that nature. There's almost no limit. Don't take it from Brian Byrne. So basically, there's many opportunities. So anybody interested in being a vendor can definitely contact the Minot Farmers Market on Facebook, as they've already been. The market's already been offering information for anybody interested.
Before I retired, I had a secretary, and her mom always participated, and she had baked goods. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Mm. And she did really well with the baked goods.
They do, mainly because I'm a vendor at the market, and as soon as I make a few dollars and there's a lull, I go over to their stand and start buying. So I'm at least, you know, maybe half a percentage, you know, point of their increased sales if I'm at market. Because, yeah, they're pretty good. No. There's some awesome stuff being made.
Now, if that's true, then you've spent all winter working it off because you look like you're in shape.
I'm doing my best. And I'll tell you, though, man, at first, and see, I procrastinated a little bit with not keeping as up with my exercise this winter. And since my hoop house is unheated, I literally wait until it's about 65 degrees in there, which is about 11 a.m., 10 a.m. nowadays this week. And I'll carry like 15 crates of potted plants out there, some transplants that I've been growing from seed. And then along about 8 o'clock, I bring them all back in.
Brian, we're already out of time. I can't believe it. I think we could have gone on easily another 15 minutes. But I want to thank you for being here.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.